And in the studio, sandwiched in the middle of those two, we've got Jane from St. Francis Hospice.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We were having a very deep conversation.
I know.
About quantum physics.
I know.
Oh, my word.
I'm not pretending that I actually understand it, but I'm very interested.
Oh, it does. It changes your view of the world, totally. So what have we got coming up with St. Francis Hospice?
Well, we've loads coming up as usual, but we have a big event on Saturday night. That's
all
our
right.
Star Walk. We've talked about this before.
Yes, that's it. Where they're all, are they dressing in their underwear?
Pyjamas now, Mike.
Oh, pyjamas. Sorry.
Hold
it's my
on.
Mind going berserk
Hold
again.
Keep it clean. It's pyjamas. So that's on Saturday, and that's in Romford Town Centre, and that's at 9 o'clock. Now, you can no longer sign up online. You actually have to call our events team, and I'll give you the number. It's 01708771427. But as usual, go to our website, sfh.org.uk.
Fantastic.
And everything
website.
You need to know is there. But it's a great night. So come along if you're free. One of the new things this year is we're doing a lantern release. So if you're doing the walk, which a lot of people do in memory of somebody.
Yes.
And we have these lanterns now, and
that's
you can put
nice.
A message on
that's
them.
Nice.
Yeah, so it is nice. It is. It kind of personalises a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, it does.
So that's on Saturday night. And then we have your big event. Then that we move then from Star Walk into Frankie's.
That's a goodie.
I know we had our first planning meeting yesterday.
Huge.
So for those who don't know, Mike, you know.
Oh,
it's
I do.
Our classic car and bike fest.
Oh, this is huge.
Yes. It's the 3rd of the 9th, which is the 3rd of September, and it is in Dunton. Ford Technical Centre in Dunton.
Yep.
Am I right?
The Dunton turn off of the A127.
In Leyndon, actually. So that's also this year we have a vintage and retro market.
That's right.
Which we started last year and was really popular. So that's going to go ahead again this year. There's an August the 4th deadline for registering cars or bikes. So if you want to display or show, I don't know what the lingo really is about cars. Display?
Display. Yeah. Or show, it doesn't matter.
Show.
Yeah, they're showing them off, aren't they? Quite rightly so, because some of these cars are amazing.
Actually, we have two birthday meetings at this event. Where you might, again, I am totally ignorant about cars, but we have the MK1 Focus 15th birthday celebrations.
Right.
And then we have the Cosworth, the Escort Cosworth?
Yeah.
Cosworth.
Yeah.
That's 25th birthday celebrations.
Oh, my
Apparently
word.
These are quite big deals.
Well, and Cosworth, incredibly. They were frighteningly fast.
Well,
Cosworth.
There should be quite a few of them and at the Classic Car and Bike Fest. So come along if you want to see those. We have our rockabilly band, the 501s, are back this year. And I said loads of food, loads of refreshment, kids' entertainment. So really good day out, 10 to 4. Only £5, under 12s, free. And as I said, if you want to stall or if you want to display a car, August 4th deadline.
And you do food and drink and
entertainment. We love food.
Fantastic.
We're foodies at the hospice.
I do love a bit of food.
We love it. So please come along. Again, all the information is on our website. Then we have a couple of quite highbrow events coming up, Mike. So I don't know. The gala lunch is not for you because you're not a lady. So that's the 9th of the 10th, 9th of October in Highlands House.
Right.
Do you know Giles Brandreth? Do you know him? He's a boy.
I know of him. Giles Brandreth.
Well, he is our guest speaker, and he's, for those who don't know, he's a former MP. You might know him from The One Show.
Yeah.
You might know him from QI, Have I Got News For You.
He's done a few,
he's a bit of a broadcaster. Did I say he was a former MP?
Oh, yes.
So he's very entertaining, he's very witty, intelligent guy. So he is our speaker. Beautiful food. We're in Highlands House, which is an absolutely beautiful location. So again, go to our website or call the hospice and speak to Lauren Josman.
That'll be really nice.
I'm going to try and get in there to cover that one.
As you do.
And then we have a black and white ball. Again, you could come to this now because this is open to boys. This is in association with Licorice in Shenfield, off licence, and that's at Orsett Hall Hotel on the 3rd of November. Should be a really, really good night, and you can call Marianne or Mike in the hospice to talk about that. So what's appealing to you now in that list?
It's got to be the Dunton. It's got to be Dunton, I'm afraid. This is huge. I'm just in awe of Dunton, to be honest with you. Absolutely.
Are you a bit of a car person? Like, are you?
No, I'm not a car person. But this is. I mean, you could probably got a lot of women listening that are going, yeah. Oh, you know, a car, that's not for me.
I'm a bit on the fence.
But it's such a mate. There is something for everybody. Yeah. I can't believe you take the family, and it's a fantastic day out.
Yeah, I know. Well, again, I'm really gonna go this year because I've heard so much good things about it.
Yeah,
I've seen the pictures from last year. Looked absolutely amazing. It looks so busy. I think that you'd have a hard job getting around to see everything in one. Like it's 10 to 4. So I think it's And it's only a fiver, and kids go
free. Nothing for a day out, is it?
Yeah, you know. If the weather's good, have a hot dog.
I remember driving past it.
Yeah.
Coming from Southend down the A127, went past Dunton. And I think it was the Sunday I was there. I was driving past. And I looked across at what on earth is going on over there. There was just fields and fields full of stuff. And it was nowhere near as big as it is now.
Yeah, I know. It's getting bigger every year. I think this is our 6th year. Alan Mason, Alan. He comes in to talk to you. He's an absolute amazing guy. He puts so much work into this. It's his big thing for the year. So, you know, we're delighted. And it raises a lot of money for the hospice.
I can imagine it does, to be honest with you.
So, you know, please come and support it. As with everything, all the information, as I said, is on www.sfh.org.uk or just call the hospice.